Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for supporting the show. If you want to check us out on all of our social media platforms, check us out on Twitter at Tinfoil Hat Cast.
On Instagram at Tinfoil Hat Pod.
You can find us on Reddit. It's reddit.com/r/tinfoilhatshow. Or allcomedytshirts.com.
If you have any suggestions for future guests or topics, go ahead and email us at tinfoilhatpod@gmail.com.
Sure, sure, sure. Go ahead.
You'd rather go in space than say to go underneath the ocean in like a submarine?
Dude, I don't want to go in the ocean either, dude. We're finding like all these weird creatures now because we fish too much. Mm-hmm. Like we're going deep. We're finding like monsters, dude. And the Japanese are instantly turning them into sushi. They don't even know if they're good for you. I mean, we're just ruining the ocean.
Overfishing it.
We're overfishing it, man. We got to become vegetarians, dog. I mean, they get weird shit. You get shit with like three eyeballs. And you know, now we got that like that Japanese nuclear plant that's got leaked, which I think that's how Godzilla comes, right? Isn't that how they make Godzilla?
That's always
there's a leak
story.
And all of a sudden there's a fire-breathing dragon going around.
Mm-hmm. That's the origin story every time.
Then just starts stomping on Tokyo, dude.
Shit.
I used to love when they used to step on people. I felt so bad for them, but I loved it. Because, you know, it's like that was that person's big moment in acting. Was, okay, giant gorilla foot is going to step on you. And 3, 2, 1. Ah! And then that's it. And you never hear from them again.
Is that how you want to be going out in film?
Gorilla hey, dude, foot? If you could be a guy killed in a Godzilla or King Kong movie, you've done something with your life. You know anybody who went to the march, Ryan?
What was the march?
And it was the one-year anniversary of the last march.
It's anniversary march?
It was the anniversary of the march against Trump.
Oh, we're going to do that once a year?
They're going to. I mean, give chicks a reason to march. They'll march. They love the march.
So what did happen? Any highlights?
You know what the funniest thing was? And I talk about this on stage. Like, women now love the protest naked. Like, and women should be able to wear whatever they want. Mm-hmm. They should be able to wear whatever they want, wherever they want. I don't care, whatever. But hey, don't hate me if I get a boner, okay? You know, you're having your protest. I don't know. Am I learning something? Or am I supposed to be beating off right now? It's like these shit just showed up. And dude, their bush was out of control, dude.
What's wrong with that?
It's just huge. I mean, huge. More proportionate to their vagina. It's like it was all bush, no vagina. Hmm. A big ass like Muppet bush.
Do you think bushes grow like the way beards do? They eventually just break off.
They just go in their own way. Hmm. Yeah. I don't know, man. I like a big bush though. I ain't afraid of big bush. It's great. I mean, I love marches. I've always said it. I want all the people to march at one time. Just so traffic would be wonderful.
Have you ever marched before?
No, I once did ecstasy and found myself in the middle of a gay march. I was just tripping on Molly. Mm-hmm. And I just turned around. I'm like, oh, fuck, this is a gay. And I just marched with him. I'm like, fuck it, dude.
By marching, you know, like you were in formation?
I was walking down with them.
There you go.
And then my buddy saw me. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I'm on Molly and I just saw this march. So I just marched.
Those do go hand in hand?
Yeah. Molly and gay parades?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Are you sure there was even a parade going on? Or you're just like hanging out at a
the
bus
dude
stop?
That was blowing me said it was a parade. The whole thing is about trying to slow down the population. You always hear that about there's too many people and they want to slow it down. And sometimes when I'm on the 405, I'm like, yeah, they're totally right. There's too many fucking people. Everybody I know is pregnant now. Everybody I know is pregnant. Nobody pulls out anymore, dude. Nobody. Only hipsters pull out. The only people using condoms now are people who live in Portland and Austin. More and more we're finding out. Like, there's this whole thing I found out. Like, Alex Jones has straight up real ties to the CIA.
Why not?
Like, at the highest level. It's making me sad. Because everybody who seems to make it has some connection to the CIA.
Hey.
They're like Motown. They're creating the hits. You know what I'm saying? Like everybody.
Agent Smith, I know you guys are listening, so send us.
Don't say anything because that haunted Joe Rogan when he said that joke on his TV show. They play that all the time. So do not say that because that will haunt us for the rest of our fucking life. All right?
Send us something.
No, don't. I don't want to be a part of that, dog.
Let's do it. Why not?
Because, man, we're truth, man. We spit that truth, homeboy.
2018, maybe it's the year we get corrupted.
No, man, I'm not down with that. I'm cool to do our little show that's kicking ass, dude.
Everyone's got a price.
I don't have a price, dude. You know, we like to bring in people who aren't afraid to take risks. You know, when they see injustice, they fight it.
Yeah.
And I think that we need to highlight these people, celebrate these people. These guys basically took on City Hall. Well, please welcome from the Chad Goes Deep YouTube channel, Chad and JT.
What up, dudes?
What up?
Thank you for your spirited description, dude. I really appreciate that.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Well, obviously, your video is making the rounds, and everybody is talking about it. If you guys don't know what we're talking about, can we play a little clip for him real quick and play over at him?
Identify yourself.
What up, council? My name is Chad Kroger. I'm an activist and house party enthusiast. Over the past week, I've been in a state of deep despair upon hearing the news that LA is trying to outlaw house parties in the Hollywood Hills. I am here determined to stop this. House parties were the bedrock of my development as a young man in San Clemente. My first introduction to manhood came when the captain of my water polo team, Boomer Kingsley, asked me to shotgun a tall can of Bud Light in front of the whole squad at his end of the season bash. His parents were in Tahoe at the time, so we tore that weekend up. It was epic, and I was super stoked. My newfound confidence gave me the courage to ask out the most popular girl in school, Lauren Stockholder, to prom that year. She rejected me, and I had to go with Stacey McMillan, but I didn't care because I was so amped on chugging with my boys. That's what house parties do. Raging at house parties is the truest way to party.
Thank you. Next speaker, please come and identify yourself.
What up, council? My name is JT Parr. I am also here to defend parties in the Hollywood Hills. I grew up like most kids, worried I couldn't bench two plates, that I wouldn't fit in, that I wouldn't find love. Then I discovered partying, and suddenly all those worries went to the wayside. I didn't need love. I had keg stands. I discovered I was great at raging, and it revealed wonderful things about myself. I could relate to bros regardless of what kind of bro they were. I could be at a party and moon people, and everyone would laugh, you know, be witty. Or I could play beer pong and compete with real integrity. In short, I fulfilled my potential. If you outlaw house parties, you may keep the volume down, but an externality is that you may keep people from bonding. America needs bonding. People need to put aside their differences and find common joy. There's no more effective environment for that than a freaking rager. This is the best exemplified in me and Chad's relationship. We were star-crossed. He a surfer, me a bodyboarder.
Thank you. And I want to welcome you to LA Council's Bill and Ted's excellent adventure.
So why don't you tell our listeners where they can hear more stuff from you guys. And I'm just really going to get behind you guys. I think you guys are freedom fighters. You guys laid it online a lot, like, you know.
Sure. If you want to hear more stuff like this, go to the Patreon page. Patreon.com/tinfoilhat and become a member to help us grow the show. Sure.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.